This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Saturday Magazine, sponsored by Velocity Rewards,
your award-winning loyalty program for Virgin Australia's frequent flyers.
Right now is one of the most important times in the 26-year history of Joy. Times are tough financially, but that will never stop us delivering powerful, meaningful and uplifting radio for you. To get ready for the future, we're launching Joy Nation and we need your support to do it. So help Joy by asking your workmates, your next door neighbour, your mum, your dad, your siblings and of course your friends. Go to joy.org.au and make a donation to build Joy Nation. Joy, your voice, your radio station.
Across Melbourne on Joy 94.9 and streaming online at joy.org.au, you're listening to Saturday Magazine, every Saturday, 10 till 12.
And you're listening to Saturday Magazine. That was a great chat we just had with the opposition minister for Equality, plus many, many other things.
Who's not challenging for the leadership?
I believe he's not, Matt.
You stand by?
Made that pretty clear.
I stand by my sources.
Really?
Oh. Yeah.
Well, we'll see.
As I said to you, Macca, whom, where and when?
You
who are your sources?
You know who they are.
I don't know who your sources are. I don't look at your phone.
Yes.
Okay, let's move right along.
Give me the phone.
I'll show you.
Our next guest has arrived.
Who are you, Daniel Andrews? You want to look at my phone?
Oh, that's right. I remember that.
Our next guest has arrived.
Now, someone that is about leadership and that doesn't need to challenge for leadership because she's already got leadership and she's earned that leadership.
She's up again soon, isn't she? When's it on again?
Yeah.
About 12 months.
Yeah. You going to run?
Yeah, I've already declared.
Who's running against you?
No one else has declared yet.
Who do you think?
Oh, well, I think there were about 16 people last time, so I imagine it'll be another big field.
There might be one or two.
Well, it's the general elections.
Nick Rees hates attention. Is he on the list? He doesn't like being noticed.
He's one of your regulars now.
He is. So is Aaron Wood.
Probably Gary Morgan.
Help us.
Probably throw his battered old hat in the ring.
Gary loves Melbourne. He has a go. You might run?
Hmm.
Oh, good.
I love councils.
You could be.
Yeah, you've got a track record.
Actually, you know who'd love to be Lord Mayor after you would be Steve Stephanopoulos.
He's already a mayor.
Yeah, but he's not.
No, but he's not Lord Mayor.
Then his partner could be the Lady Mayoress, sort of.
I'm leaving that to you.
You're leaving
you can
it.
Sort
okay.
That out.
Good morning, Sally.
Good
great
morning,
to have you in the studio.
And thank you for having me. I know it's been a very busy morning. It's been lovely listening to all the conversations.
Oh, and it's going to continue on right through for till midday, actually.
Yeah. Really?
Now, Sally, you've been quite busy, I've noticed. I heard you on 3...
AW.
And I heard you on 774 as well.
Yes.
And so you've been talking about what's happening in council. And, of course, pill testing has come up. We've already talked about pill testing. Here. Have you formed a view yet?
I'm still canvassing.
You're still canvassing?
I started with my sons.
I heard you say this to Virginia Trioli yesterday.
Yeah, and they had quite different views. And you know, I haven't got to my mum yet. Neil knows she's important for me.
She is.
I really have. I've been talking to all sorts of experts. I've been trying to understand the police's position, state government's position, looking at the evidence that came out of the test in the ACT, what's coming out of overseas in terms of what happens in other markets. And it's one of those issues that really has extremes. On the one hand, is it about condoning something that's illegal? On the other hand, it's about saving people's lives.
Can you do it? Can the City of Melbourne say we want to introduce pill testing and do it even if the state government objects?
No, I don't think so. This is a submission.
You need specific legislation that gives permission to police to be able to police this matter.
Yeah. And the reason we're doing this is because there's a bill that's been proposed in state government by Tim Reid. Our management team wanted to put in a submission, actually driven by our Pride Network, in terms of their experience and also what they feel is important about creating safe environments, and I really get that. And their submission supports pill testing, so we'll debate that on Tuesday night.
Great.
Mm.
And I think, you know, having the debate about it, having the discussion about it, basing it, you know, the New South Wales coroner, you know, David Davis said, okay, that was the result of a coroner's inquest into a number of deaths, but it is evidence-based, and the coroner's made some recommendations. It's important to remember, you know, this state government also opposed a safe injecting facility. We now have one. The state opposition opposed it. They now don't oppose it, I'll categorise it as that, they just say it should be somewhere else. So perhaps in 2 years' time, we'll be actually discussing the pill testing trial that's undergone and that the City of Melbourne have led the way.
Well, we'll be working with the state government and the police, but I think it's an important debate to have. And I listen to those mothers whose kids have died. We've got family friends with a child who's probably been impacted for the rest of his life, and it's really, you know, it's heart-wrenching and it's emotional. So you've got the rational side of your brain and you've got the emotive side. Well, when it comes to it, I really, personally, you know, I think safety and trying to save people's lives is really important.
I heard the mother yesterday on one of the radio stations. I'm not going to put my foot in it again. Mm. And I was quite moved by what she had to say. She was asked at the end, did she think that pill testing would have saved her kid's life? And she said she honestly didn't know. Mm. But she said she'd become an advocate for pill testing because it was another measure that may actually save somebody's child.
What did your son say, by the way? Did they support it?
Well, one of them said, absolutely, we should have it. And a big part of that is that for him, he saw it as another sort of gate that people might go through, because when you go up to have the pill tested, you have the option also of speaking to somebody, understanding more about that drug and the consequences. So he saw it that way. My younger son actually saw it the other way. And he said for some of his friends who might be thinking, should I try it, shouldn't I, it might actually give them the confidence to try it. And so he was unsure about it.
But at least they're doing it in a safe environment.
Mm. Exactly, yeah.
I have some personal experience of a death of a young relative, actually, as a result of contaminated medication, drugs. It might have actually saved their life. Mm. I don't know. Mm. I don't know. I'm a bit like the mother yesterday on radio. I don't know the answer to that.
Mm. But I think until we, you know, there's a couple of other issues we're going to touch on, but we should try it. We should at least give it a trial to see what the evidence actually shows us. And because otherwise we're basing decisions on, oh, okay, it's illegal, people shouldn't do drugs. Yeah, acknowledge that. That's the truth. But we need some evidence and we need to trial it. That's my position. Mm. And then we can make an informed decision, you know, as a community, and our parliament can make a decision. Mm.
Well, look, I've been going through the report that came out of the trial in Canberra, and one of the stats is that 42% of the people that decided to have a chat about the drugs said that it changed their view on taking drugs. I mean, that's pretty fantastic. That's
Affordable housing, Sally.
Yes.
Planning and development. Now, I know council's looking at making a submission to the state government about affordable housing, you know, and the planning and development. Why? Not, I don't mean why you shouldn't be, but why are you doing that? And what are the main concerns there?
Hmm. Well, the state government's put together what's called a Ministerial Advisory Committee on Affordable Housing to give a report back to the Planning Minister, Richard Wynne, on this issue. And they have people from industry and also from government on that committee to consider submissions. It's important that we make a submission, and we are working on a broader housing policy that we'll consider in the first quarter of next year. And affordable housing really is important because in cities, we want to be able to welcome everybody to come and live here. And at the moment, in the City of Melbourne, if you're on Newstart or some other form of government income, you basically can't afford a rental property in the city. We know our most stressed cohort in our population are our renters, and it's becoming more and more difficult to access affordable housing. We'd like people to be able to live near where they work. Think of our hospital precinct, our university precinct, our arts precinct, just to name a few. And people are really priced out of the market. There have been a number of mechanisms that we've tried over the last few years that are more voluntary in nature, and we've trialled some things, and we're really not making any progress. We had SGS Economics do some work for us to tell us where are we at, and they have come back and said at the moment we are 5,500 affordable rental homes short in the city for demand, and that if we don't start to address it just in our municipality, then over the population growth over the next 20 years, it'll be more than 23,000 homes short.
What does it mean, affordable? What would the rental, an affordable rent be in the city for a two-bedroom apartment?
Yeah, so
what would you aim at?
The definition that's used by state government is where you you have to spend more than 30% of your income.
So it's got to be less than 30%.
Yeah, and it's for moderate to lower, and the average wage last year was 58,000. So 58,000 and lower.
So you're looking at 300 a week.
Yeah.
Mm. 300 a week for a two-bedroom apartment in the city.
Mm. It's really hard to find those properties. And so, look, we've had lots of discussions with the private sector as well and the developers, and they really recognise that this is an issue and they've got an important part to play. So I feel really hopeful that with all of the ideas being put into the committee, we can start a conversation about measures.
Melbourne Cup Parade, are you going to dump it?
It's being debated on Tuesday. Good question. And it's going to be a really big discussion based on the submissions we've had so far.
Well, I saw you riding in it with your magnificent hat on. So I'm assuming you support the Melbourne Cup Parade.
I do. Personally, have you got the numbers? It's really important. Well, we'll find out next week.
Well, is that close, is it? Is it close?
Look, I haven't done the canvassing of the councillors yet. I think everybody's making sure they're doing their research.
David Davis
will run the
Everybody's reading their briefings, mate.
We are, but again, it's something that causes a lot of emotion. Nobody condones cruelty to animals. Nobody does.
Even that issue needs to be fixed.
Mm. But the parade is the one element of the spring racing carnival that it's not ticketed, it's free, people can come into the city, they can participate in an event that has global relevance and a lot of wonderful history. And I think of some of those amazing horses, Farlap and Archer and Maccabi Diva and...
Maccabi. Can you remember Farlap and Archer?
It's great having Neil around.
What year did Farlap win?
I remember Farlap. I don't know the year. I remember him because he's in our museum.
Yes.
Well, some of him is. I saw his skeleton in New Zealand.
Let's not go down this track, please.
Was it a fascinator or a hat?
It was actually a fascinator.
I know all about fascinators.
I've done fascinators.
That's fascinating.
Yeah. I'm sure it is.
Now, Sally mentioned her mother a moment ago. She has one of the great sayings of all time, something about floating boats. What is it?
Did you look it up afterwards?
No, I didn't.
I better do some research.
I was actually listening and I want
to... The rising tide that floats all boats. It just means that you try to rise the tide for everyone and we all get a benefit out of it.
What do you think it means, Tass? Any idea? No.
I'm going to have to look it
up. I think it's about gauging public opinion.
I've been told that it might have come out of Ronald Reagan, but that scares me, so I'm going to do some proper
it's
research.
It's about gauging public opinion, isn't it?
Is your mum listening to Joy?
Yes.
Of course she is.
Yes, she is.
She probably downloads the podcast. I've got a bit of advice for the horse racing industry. They need to take a leaf out of the Victorian greyhound industry, they've done. In terms of rehousing.
Ken Lay fixed that, didn't he?
He did. Mm. Ken Lay, Australia's busiest pensioner. But the
apart
horse
from Jeff.
So I don't have a problem with the parade. I don't like horse racing. I don't think hitting a horse to make it run faster and that horse racing sport of kings. No, it's the sport of dickheads.
Look, I just think to characterise an entire industry by the actions of a few is really tough, and I think that we need to stand beside industries that want to improve and need to improve. And frankly, if we took this attitude with every industry where there are problems, we wouldn't have banks, we wouldn't have churches, we wouldn't have aged care centres, we wouldn't have mental health.
And we wouldn't have parliaments.
Or media.
Sally Capp.
Thanks for coming, Mike.
Lovely to see Neil here. It's a treat.
He does it once a year for us. It's a great honour.
Very nice. All right. Thanks for having me.
Have a nice day.
Saturday Magazine is proudly sponsored by Velocity Rewards, the loyalty program of Virgin Australia.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.